Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. Columbia Pictures presents a Radar Pictures, Tatler Film, Michael DeLuca production. A Jon Favreau film. 1950s comic book stylized images of rockets hurtling through space. Zathura, a space adventure. A cartoon red rocket makes its way through outer space. Josh Hutcherson. An astronaut wearing a glass-domed helmet points up at a shower of exploding meteors. Jonah Bobo, Dak Shepherd, Kristen Stewart, and Tim Robbins. Two small rockets follow paths set by grooves in an elaborately decorated tin plate toy. The toy's mechanism is driven by clockwork. Its inner workings a complicated mass of cogs and gears. Music by John Debney. In the center of the toy is a dark blue sphere emblazoned with the letter Z in gold. One of the tiny rockets continues its journey along its set path, past the image of a spaceman with his arms raised as if in surrender and an alien creature brandishing a ray gun. Spiraling rings radiate out from the blue sphere. Two rockets blast a diagonal path through the star-filled galaxy. In the front garden of a substantial detached house, Danny, a young boy with a mop of brown hair, watches his dad and elder brother, Walter, tossing a baseball to each other.
That's it. Nice grab.
The boy looks bored as he sits on the front step, watching the ball hurtle back and forth between them.
All right, Danny, your turn.
What? I didn't get my full turn.
Yeah, you did. I counted. That was 25. That's what we said.
But that's not fair.
It's exactly fair. Come on, Danny. Time for your turn, then I gotta work for an hour.
No, you're not the only one who gets a turn.
Guys. All right. Keep your eye on the ball. You got it this time. Ready?
Danny drops an easy catch.
All right, that's a good try. It was a bad throw. It's a bad throw. Sorry. My bad. Okay. Here we go. You can do this. Here we go. Ready? Okay. The deep fly ball to right field. Clemente back, running on his horse real fast. Can he get it? Can he get it?
Oh, Milton Bradley with the dive and roll catch. Dodgers win!
You're such a dick!
Danny runs into the house.
What? It's a great grab.
Danny?
Dad heads upstairs.
Danny?
He wanders along the landing before opening the hatch of a little lift, a dumbwaiter. He finds Danny sitting in it.
And you really should not be using that kind of language with your brother.
It's true.
Listen, kiddo, when I was 6 years old...
6 3/4.
When I was 6 3/4, catching was hard for me, too.
Well, it's not hard for Walter.
Well, Walter's 10.
So? He's still better than me at everything.
No way. He's not better than you at piano.
I hate that stupid thing.
Someday you're going to be really happy I got you that piano. And you'll be at a party and there'll be this pretty girl.
Like you and Mom.
Dad follows Danny into his bedroom.
Look, Danny. You and Walter are different people. He's good at some things, you're good at other things. That's how people are.
He beats me at everything.
Listen to me, this is important. You are a very special kid.
That's what people say when they can't think of anything.
You know how you always make up games and pretend to be characters?
You have an incredible imagination. Amazing imagination. Whole universe of an imagination. And I use my imagination for a living, so I know what I'm talking about.
Is it better than Walter's?
What?
Is my imagination better than Walter's?
Walter's listening on the other side of the door.
You're different than Walter.
Dad goes downstairs, and Walter throws an American football at him.
Don't do that.
You want to play catch?
We just play catch.
No, football catch.
I have to work for an hour.
But it's Saturday.
Tell me about it.
All you ever do is work.
Nice try.
So unfair.
Hello? Bill, I'm so sorry. I'll call you back in 2 minutes. Is that okay? Thanks. I have a really important meeting this afternoon, Walter. I really have to be ready for it.
You're going out?
Yes, I'm going out. Well, I'm going to a meeting. You're going to be at Mom's house anyways. She's coming to get you at 3.
We go to Mom's house tomorrow.
No, today.
This is a 4-day dad week.
No, 3-day dad week. 4-day last week, 4-day next week, 3-day this week. 4-day mom week this week.
But that's not fair.
To whom?
To anyone.
I have to work.
We'd have all the time we wanted if Danny wasn't around.
Well, Danny is around.
All right,
bye, Thurs. How do I put this? Let me think. I have to work.
Dad, I'm ready to play Smash Brothers.
What? You told me to play Smash Brothers?
Oh, I didn't tell him I was going to play Smash Brothers.
You're playing catch with Walter?
You might if you weren't around.
Guys,
that's so mean.
Guys.
Everybody wants to ruin
you
my
never
life.
Keep your promises.
All you care about is
there's only one of me, okay? I don't like this situation either. It sucks is what it does. But it's the best I could come up with. So climb off my back and give me about 2 inches of space, will you please?
He slowly sits down and wipes his face with his hand. The two boys stare at him.
There's some days, boys, when you gotta grow up all at once. I need today to be one of those days.
In their bedroom, Danny's firing an air bazooka at Walter, who's lying on his bed.
Wanna play Chutes and Ladders?
No, you'll cheat.
Stratego?
No, you cheat at board games.
But you can't even cheat at Stratego.
Trust me, you'll find a way.
Hey, sorry about that. Oh, no, it's fine. I'm not meeting him till 3:30. I can finish by then.
Walter, look what I found.
Those belong to me. Put them back.
But you never play with them.
So they're still mine.
When did you get so mean?
I'm not mean, Danny. I'm in fourth grade. I have a girlfriend. You know how Dad said we have to grow up? Well, this is what it looks like.
Can we please play Army Men?
Walter takes a radio from Danny.
Copy that. Sergeant, there is a helicopter on fire. Let's get it.
The drawings all match the phone mock-up. Yes, red. Cranberry, right. It's whatever color they picked. I worked from the chits. Can I call you back one more time real quick? It's a small domestic emergency here. I know. It's not a problem. Okay, thanks.
Look what he did.
I was on the phone.
It was an accident.
Such a baby.
I'm not a baby.
You break all my stuff, you can't catch a ball.
That's enough.
And nobody wants you around.
That's enough.
Shut up.
Danny spills a drink over Dad's work.
It's 10 minutes to the office. I have to run off another copy. I'll be right back.
You're gonna leave us alone in this creepy old house?
It's not creepy, it's old.
I like Mom's better.
Well, so did she, and now it's hers. Look, this is a very special house, and the reason I'm working so hard to fix it up is I want to make a home for us here. Now, I know it's not Mom's house, and I know it's a little creaky, but give it some time. It's gonna grow on you.
Well, I don't want to stay here alone.
Well, you're not going to be alone. I'm going to wake up Lisa.
No, what? Are you
don't
crazy? Don't do that.
She's sleeping. Let her sleep.
Honey. Lisa. Honey. Get up. I need to go out. I need to look after your two favorite people in the world. Come on.
I can't.
can't. I have a date tonight.
What time?
We're hooking up at like 8.
It's 2.
So?
So that's 6 hours from now.
What's your point?
My point is I need you to look after the boys. By the way, it makes me uncomfortable when you say hooking up.
Why? It's not like it means anything.
I hope it doesn't.
It doesn't. It's just an expression.
I hope it is.
It is. God, we never should have rented 13.
Just keep your eye on them, make sure they don't burn down the house, all right? Okay?
I'm not deaf.
Huh?
I'm not deaf.
What?
Dad, okay. 15 minutes. Just close the door.
Thank you.
Lisa pulls the blinds back down. Dad runs downstairs and gets a phone call as he goes out to his car, which is parked in the street. Lisa's finished closing the blinds and starts listening to some music on her headphones as she snuggles back up in bed. Danny's playing a futuristic racing game when Walter runs over and switches off the console.
Oh. Hey!
That's no video games.
It did not. Fine.
SpongeBob SquarePants is on.
It's a giraffe!
Walter changes the channel.
Sports Center.
I was watching that.
It is Oakland, it is Boston, it is Manny Ramirez.
Can we watch SpongeBob?
No.
You used to like it.
Times change.
Tartar sauce. I'm hungry.
So what do you want me to do about it?
Make me macaroni and cheese?
I don't know how.
I'm hungry. What do you know how to make?
Water.
As Walter watches the game, Danny goes to fetch a baseball and glove.
How about if you and me play catch?
No.
He sits on the steps looking dejected and throws the ball to Walter, who just lets it land in his lap before rolling it back to his brother. The next time, Danny throws the ball harder and it hits Walter in the face.
You're dead! Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry!
They race through the house. Hot on the heels of his brother, Walter slips on a rug and goes sliding into a kitchen cabinet. When he makes it upstairs, there's no sign of his brother.
Danny! Where are you?
Danny's hiding in the dumbwaiter.
There you are.
I said I was sorry.
Don't. No. Don't do that. It's not funny.
You'll be safe in here if the dag is back.
You just jealous because Dad thinks I'm smarter than you.
I didn't mean that.
Walter! No! Pull me up! Don't!
What's the matter,
Pull
Danny?
Me up!
You're not still scared of the basement, are you?
Walter! No, Walter! No, buddy! No! Walter!
3-year-olds are scared of basements!
Now, all the way down in the basement, Danny opens the hatch of the dumbwaiter and peers out. There's a furnace burning in the dark room that looks like a monster. On his hands and knees, Danny crawls backwards out of the dumbwaiter. He stares with wide eyes at the fiery furnace. Edging forward anxiously, he looks at the old boxes and furniture that's dotted around the room. His gaze shifts all around the room as the noises scare him. Suddenly he breaks into a run, but his path is blocked by a locked gate. He climbs in between some wooden shelves, runs through a doorway, and finds himself in a small room. Tucked under a step, he sees the edge of a dusty old box for a board game. In capital letters is the word Zathura. He shuffles forward, staring at the box before reaching for it. The front reads, "A space adventure, a game for two players." There's a brightly coloured but slightly faded picture of two spacemen standing next to their red and blue rocket ships. He picks up the big box and carries it up the basement steps.
You're really mean.
That's not the plan there.
Look what I found in the basement.
Looks dumb and old.
I like it.
Yeah, you would. It's for babies.
Danny takes the lid off the box.
Walter, this is so cool. Check this out.
The board has a multi-level colourful track winding across it.
What's Zathura?
At the end of the track is a black sphere with a gold-coloured Z on it.
Will you play with me?
No.
I won't cheat.
Yeah, you will.
There's a metal key on the board, which Danny turns. After two turns, a red go button pops out. His hands shake a little as he reaches forward to press it. A dial spins and stops on the number 5, setting off his red spaceship piece, moving on its own. The pet hamster watches with interest.
A card came out!
Fascinating.
Meaty or shoe. Read this for me.
Meteor shower, take evasive action.
What's evasive action?
It's when you get out of the way of something.
What exactly am I supposed to get out of the way of exactly?
I have no idea. All it says is take evasive action.
A tiny meteor rips a hole through the card and the floor. They both look up to see another hole in the ceiling. The TV has lost its signal, and soon the whole house starts to shake. Another tiny meteor fires down, shattering an urn on the mantelpiece.
Grandma!
The living room is pounded by tiny meteors. They run around in circles. In bed, Lisa hears something, but just turns up her music. Larger meteors are now falling. One smashes through a chessboard on a table. The two boys are still running around the living room. Walter hides in the fireplace. Danny grabs the hamster cage and joins his brother.
This is SportsCenter.
They look over at the TV just as a large meteor smashes through the ceiling and destroys it. With the shower seemingly over, they step towards the large glowing meteor that's buried in the floor.
I don't think we should play that game anymore.
There's a huge circular hole in the ceiling. On the floor are dozens of tiny holes.
It's weird. It only hit the living room.
Standing at the bottom of the stairs, they look up through a hole in the roof, revealing the nighttime sky above them.
Wow, outer space. No, it's just nighttime. I don't know, Walter. Night never looked so close before.
Danny reaches for the front door handle.
Wait. Walter, check this out.
He opens the door to reveal the whole house is traveling through space. Hundreds of asteroids float past, and in the distance is a giant planet with a ring of gas around it. They step out onto the porch, and Walter edges down the steps cautiously. Bathed in the warm yellow glow of light reflecting off the planet, Walter peers over the bottom step, revealing the vast emptiness of space beneath them. He spits, but instead of dropping down, it floats off in wet blobs. With eyes wide and mouths open in awe and wonder, the brothers back away, returning to the front door. Slowly rotating, the house orbits the planet. A great band of asteroids spins beneath them, and nearby, a small moon circles the giant planet. Lisa's still fast asleep in her bed.
Tell her. You tell her. You should. She won't freak out as much. We shouldn't really even be in here. Dude, we're in outer space. It doesn't matter anymore. Then you wake her. Fine. Lisa!
Oh, away!
Lisa, you gotta get up.
What's the rule about being in my room?
Not allowed in unless it's an emergency.
And what's the emergency?
There's a meteor shower and everything got wrecked. And since it's out of the space, we don't know how to get back to Earth.
Okay, shut up!
Just look. Yeah.
He opens the blinds.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what do we do?
It's already dark. I'm gonna be so late.
It's not
in outer space.
Shut up! And listen to me. Dad put me in charge until he got home, which means you guys need to do what I say. Do me a favor. Go downstairs and stay out of my face.
But it's an emergency.
Is the house on fire?
No.
Is anyone hurt?
No, but...
Then leave.
Lisa, please. We're really scared. Can you just watch what this game does?
If this is some weird kind of joke you guys are trying to pull, you're dead.
No, it's not a joke.
Here, watch it. Watch this.
Okay, so wind the key.
All right, so I'm winding the key.
Yeah, see? And then
push the button.
So I push it down.
Yeah. Pushing the button.
So, and then the number winds, and whatever the number is, like nine, then your ship, the blue ship, because the red ship is mine, I got a 5, so then it goes to 9, which would be that thing.
All right.
And then the card's gonna pop out.
The card.
The card! Oh!
The
card.
Here's the scary part. All right.
You're promoted to a starship captain. Move ahead 2 spaces.
Fascinating.
Lisa!
No, wait, no!
Lisa!
Wait, that one didn't count! Let me go.
Walter presses the button.
It's stuck! Maybe we have to take turns. See, it was my turn.
4.
Yeah, 4.
Cards. Shipmate enters cryonic sleep chamber for 5 turns.
What the heck does that mean?
They both look up at the door of Lisa's bathroom as smoke starts to billow out from beneath it.
Lisa? Does cryonic mean ice?
Lisa!
Walter can't open the door.
Help!
The door's covered in ice. With Danny helping, they manage to force it open. The bathroom is dusted in a layer of snow and ice. Walter looks around the room until he sees his sister, frozen solid, with her hand raised towards the shower.
I killed her!
You didn't kill her. She's frozen in cryonic sleep. I gotta melt her.
Danny walks forward to see her face, which now looks like a shop window dummy. Walter comes back in, making a flamethrower with a spray can.
Are you crazy?
We can't just leave her here like this. Maybe we should read the instructions.
They look on the underside of the lid of the box.
Zathura, attention space adventurers. Zathura waits. Do you have what it takes to navigate the galaxy? It's not for the faint of heart. But once you embark upon your journey, there's no turning back until Zathura's reached. Pieces reset at the end of each game. Play again and again for different adventures. That's it. We gotta keep playing.
I'm not playing that thing.
Yes, we are. It says we go home if we win.
It didn't say that.
Yes, it did. Pieces reset at the end of each game. That means we go home when we're finished.
All I know is that when we play this game, bad things happen.
Well, all I know is that when I played that game, I got promoted. So I'm gonna win this thing and get us home.
Wait. Can we
stop?
Don't
be a baby.
I'm not a baby.
Walter turns the key and presses the go button.
Look, Aiden, I'm halfway there.
The blue ship winds round the track. Having moved 8 spaces, a card pops out of the slot.
Your robot is defective.
What does that mean?
It means my robot's broken.
We don't even have a robot.
They look across the room to see a shadow moving along the wall. The ominous dark shadow edges towards them. Its source is revealed. A tiny robot with bright red eyes.
Hey, no, Jam City.
It turns to look at them.
That's your robot?
Yes, I got one.
Well, what does it do?
Anything I want. Give me a juice box, biatch.
Don't do that.
Why not? It's my robot.
You might make it mad.
It's 3 inches tall, punning across the room. It's my robot, the card says.
I never said it wasn't your robot. You don't have to be such a jerk.
Dude, you're just jealous because I have a robot and you don't. Why would I want
it? The robot's growing. Now the robot can barely fit in the room.
Alien life form must destroy.
Walter, I think he's talking about you.
2 hatches open and jets fire out of its back. Dodge out of the way just in time as the robot flies towards them and smashes into the wall. Danny slowly climbs out of his hiding place behind the sofa, and Walter gets to his feet. They stare at the huge metal robot, which has its arms stuck in the wall above the fireplace. It judders as it tries to release itself and looks round at them.
Alien life form must destroy.
Danny, take your turn.
carries over to the board as the robot tries to free itself.
There's no key! Find it!
Walter spots the key on the floor near the robot's foot. He lies down flat on the floor, but as he tries to reach it, the robot's pincer arm frees itself and snaps in his direction. Walter just avoids the robot's grasp and grabs the key.
Take it, come on, hurry!
The robot takes a round piece of metal from its chest plate and attaches it to its arm. The disc starts to spin, and like a saw, it cuts through the wall. It cuts its arm free and chases after Walter, who sprints off into the hallway. The robot smashes through doorways in pursuit of Walter. As he makes it back into the living room, the robot fires thrusters from its feet. Walter dodges out of the way just in time, and the robot goes flying through a window and disappears off into space.
Why didn't you go? I could have been killed!
I was scared, but it's okay. He's gone, isn't he?
It smashes back in through another window and careers into the other room. Walter steps forward, and at the end of two trails of fire, the robot lies in a heap on the floor. The robot starts to rise to its feet, and the hatch in its back retracts. It stares at the boys with its bright red eyes and snorts steam out of its metal nostrils.
Take your turn.
Danny presses the button. The counter spins round and the piece moves along the board.
Danny, give me the car.
It's still moving.
Hurry up, Danny! The car!
Walter grabs the card and runs off, with the robot chasing after him. Danny watches as the board starts sliding across the floor towards the wall. Through the window, a giant lava-colored planet comes into view.
What did the card say?
Being pulled in by the planet's gravity, Walter's struggling to stay upright as books and toys fall off the shelves and slide along the floor. To a doorframe and stabilizes himself against it. Upstairs, the piano smashes into the banister. Lisa's frozen body slides across the bathroom.
You passed too close to Source 3! Hit her gravity field!
The whole house drifts towards the planet. Walter looks around to see the robot striding towards him, but it too is being pulled back towards the planet. Danny's grasping onto a wall lamp as the house is drawn further into the planet's gravitational field. The robot edges towards Walter. Danny's body is lifted right off the floor. Tiles rip off the roof of the house and hurtle into the fiery mass. The robot extends its arm saw, only just missing Walter's foot. It tries again and with a leap grabs his shoe with its pincer. The shoe comes off and the robot crashes back through the wall. Danny loses his grip and goes flying across the room, landing with a thud on the window. Walter slips and skids across the floor into a wall. Slowly, the house starts to drift away from the planet, and Danny slides off the window. Lisa's frozen body tumbles down the stairs and bashes into Walter.
Ah! What?
Walter stares at Lisa.
Lisa. Is she okay?
Walter crouches down next to her.
Walter, do you think she's okay?
I guess. She's still in one piece.
What happened to the robot?
The robot's in the basement, having fallen down the stairs. The two boys look anxious, and Walter cautiously edges down the stairs. He sidles towards the robot, which is crumpled in a heap. His shoe is still in the robot's grasp. He reaches forward to take it. Suddenly, the robot springs to life, and a small gadget with eyes extends from inside its chest. Looking at Walter, it turns around and begins fixing the robot's inner mechanisms. Clutching his shoe, Walter runs back up the basement stairs. Later, he's helping his brother carry Lisa back up the main staircase.
Do you think the door will hold the robot?
No.
Great.
Yeah, once he fixes himself, we're screwed.
He's fixing himself?
How should I know?
They return Lisa back to the bathroom.
Looks about right.
You think she's okay?
I don't want to be here when she wakes up.
Where are you going?
I'm taking my turn.
Are you crazy? That thing's messed up.
A card pops out of the board.
You're promoted to Fleet Admiral. Move ahead 4 spaces.
Walter's ship moves forward.
Okay, your turn.
I'm not playing!
In the kitchen.
What are you doing?
Making mac and cheese.
There's no water, dummy. We're in outer space.
Danny fills a saucepan with water.
Why are you doing that?
Because I'm hungry and I know they're not going to take care of me.
Don't bother, the gas won't work.
Any more advice?
You gotta turn it off more.
Danny stares out of the window.
Can we at least talk about this?
There's nothing to talk about. I'm not going.
Danny, I just want to go home. And I can't unless you play. Don't you want to get home?
What's so great about home anyway?
What do you mean everything was great until you came along?
See, you treat me like everything's my fault.
You're the one who pushed the button in the first place.
I just wanted to play a game with you, Walter.
Fine, what do you want?
I want you not to be mean to me, not ignore me. I want you to treat me like your brother.
Fine.
Do we have an understanding?
Yeah.
Wasn't that easy?
Danny turns the key and presses the button. He rolls a 6. The red ship moves around the track. A card pops out.
You are visited by Zorgons.
What's a Zorgon?
I don't think it's bad. Just visitors.
A spotlight shines through the window and across the living room. Danny and Walter cover their ears at the noise and catch a glimpse of a massive spaceship drifting past the house.
Gorgons!
thrusters drive the giant craft. The ship's now right outside the kitchen window. Suddenly, its spotlight shuts off. Danny and Walter let their hands drop from their ears as they stare in awe at the massive craft.
Maybe they're friendly.
Three large hatches open. They dive for cover. They are unaware that on the outside wall of the fireplace, the Zorgon ship is positioning itself to fire.
Run!
They dash out just in time as flames roar down the chimney. It blasts again at the upper floor, knocking over Lisa's frozen body.
Told you I didn't want to go. You're the one who made me spin.
There's nothing else we could do.
A huge explosion rips through the side of the house, sending a bike spinning into space.
Are you crazy?
Got any better ideas?
The ship circles the house. Another card pops out of the board.
Reprogram?
What the heck does that mean?
How am I supposed to know?
Reprogram!
He holds the card up to the ship, but it still shoots. Its missile fires into the living room, blasting furniture to pieces. Then the ship starts its engine and flies away.
Figure it out later.
Walter turns the key.
Go.
No.
Go.
No!
Go!
Danny presses the go button, and Walter looks up from the hiding place to see no sign of the ship. Danny's piece winds round the track to a white space.
Rest on standing astroturf.
What?
Rest on standing astroturf.
Let me read it.
No, I know how to read. I know how to read.
Let me read it. Rescue stranded astronaut.
What stranded astronaut?
I guess there's gonna be some stranded astronaut or something.
An astronaut presses up against the window. The boys cower against the wall and stare at the front door. The door swings open, revealing the astronaut, spinning weightlessly in space. The astronaut rights himself and shuts off the jetpack, landing in the hallway. The two boys look up in awe and terror as the astronaut strides towards them. The astronaut's suit is white, black and gold, with a high-tech chest plate on the front. It stops near the boys and pulls off its helmet, revealing a young human face.
Which one of you spun me? Who was it?
Him.
Don't be so quick to sell out your brother, kid. He's all you got.
Another blast rocks the house.
It's like you got a pretty serious Zorgon problem.
Yeah, what do we do?
Hide.
Hide? They'll just explode the whole house.
We're gonna hide the house.
Turn off all the lights and electrical appliances.
Me?
Yes, you. Go, do it.
Danny runs off. The astronaut's rummaging through the kitchen.
You, come on, kill that flame on the stove.
Great.
Walter takes the pan off the gas, burning his hand on the hot metal handle. The house rocks once more.
Burning gas, that's probably what brought him in the first place.
The astronaut opens the cupboard under the sink and takes out a can of lighter fuel.
Now get the pilot light on the furnace.
What's a pilot light?
In the basement. Little blue flame under the big heater. Blow it out like a candle, like this.
He blows out a flame on the stove. Running down the stairs leading to the basement, Walter stops in his tracks when he sees sparks coming from underneath the door. Running back upstairs, he turns the thermostat, reducing the flames on the furnace, but fails to turn out the pilot light. The Zorgon ship continues to bombard the house. Danny's upstairs, running around, turning out all the lights. As he flicks the last switch, plunging the house into near darkness, the Zorgon ship powers down, leaving it floating in space beside the building. Walter still standing at the thermostat. Danny runs up the stairs to get him.
Walter, the astronaut guy is wrecking Dad's couch.
Downstairs, the astronaut's pouring lighter fuel all over the couch. Walter and Danny come running down the stairs.
That's Dad's nap couch.
Looking up at them defiantly, the astronaut strikes a match and ignites the fuel, engulfing the sofa. Walter looks unnerved.
You want to help me get this out of here?
Running over to the burning sofa, Walter and Danny push it towards the open front door. The astronaut gives it a helping kick, and they watch as it floats away from the house, drifting past the Zorgon warship.
Get it. Get it.
What's happening?
Come on. Take it. Follow it. Follow it. There you go. That's it.
The Zorgon ship powers up and follows the sofa, its rear rocket lighting up space.
Zorgons. Like big gnarly lizards. Cold-blooded heat seekers. And the tiniest spark of warmth will bring them in like moths. Flying all around the galaxy looking for anything they can find to burn up.
Well, they just burn up their own planet.
Oh, they already did. It's not even the worst of it. The real problem is their ravenous appetite. They never stop eating.
What do they eat?
Meat.
That's good.
Dude, your meat.
Danny suddenly looks worried. Spinning through space, the burning nap couch continues to lead the Zorgons away from the house. The astronaut opens the fridge and peers inside with a torch. Finding something he likes, he helps himself and throws bags of food onto the table behind him. Standing at the table, the boys look bemused.
Are you doing this to keep Zorgons away?
Nope. I'm doing this because I've been eating paste out of a tube for 15 years.
A moment later, he's wolfing down a sandwich and slurping a can of cola. Walter and Danny are watching from the doorway.
This totally sucks.
Why?
He's eating all our food.
So, Lupe just went shopping.
How long do you think we're going to be out here for? It could be weeks. Then what?
I don't know.
Or what about air? How long is it going to last before he breathes it all up?
I guess.
I'm going to say something.
Wait, Walter, Walter.
Dude, that's our food.
Yep. And you're running low on supplies.
Yeah, I know you're eating it all.
Well, as I recall, the card said, rescue stranded astronaut. Looks to me like I'm the only one that's done any rescuing, so I don't think a couple Dagwood sandwiches is too much to ask for.
Dog, reading it all.
I passed through a time sphincter to get here. Do you realize how difficult that is?
What's a time sphincter?
A wormhole. About yay big. You try squeezing through there and tell me you're not hungry enough to eat a carpet shark.
Sounds like you got a long trip ahead of you.
Oh, you telling me to leave?
Well, I mean, once you get finished eating, yeah.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but that's not your call. He spun me, so it's up to him.
He points at Danny. Walter takes out a card.
Well, I'm Fleet Admiral, and I'm telling you to hit the road.
The astronaut straightens nervously.
I apologize, sir. I didn't realize you were Fleet Admiral. In fact, I'm a Fleet Admiral, too. It's just a card, Bugnuts.
Well, he wants you to leave, too.
That true, Danny? You want me to split?
Of course he does.
Hey, mouthpiece, let him answer, all right? I need to hear it from the big guy.
Well, Danny, tell him you wanted to leave.
Well, he did help out a little.
Help? He burned our couch and now he's eating all our food. You call that helping?
You know what? I'm just gonna go. I feel like a third wheel anyways. I mean, you guys are such a tight, unified team here. You're doing great, too. I gotta tell you, the house looks fantastic. So I'll just get out of your hair and let you guys womp some more Zorgon butt without me.
Wait. Whose brother are you, his or mine?
Danny looks anxiously at Walter, then turns his gaze towards the astronaut.
You can stay.
The astronaut removes his jetpack.
Orders are orders. Come on, Admiral, your turn.
Walter glares at Danny.
I'm sorry. I think he can help.
A bit later, the brothers are sitting on the floor with the game.
Okay. Why haven't you guys started yet?
We're waiting for you.
Okay, well, I'm here, so turn that clockwise there.
Yeah, I know how to play the game.
Okay.
Walter turns the key.
Hang on a second, something's wrong.
What?
I was ahead of you.
Somebody must have kicked the board.
No, nobody kicked the board. You cheated.
No, I didn't.
You cheated. Well, I knew you were going to cheat.
Cheater's a strong word.
You cheated!
Guys, please. Bring it down, indoor voices. Now, did you move the piece?
Maybe I moved the piece by an accident.
Okay, it was an accident.
How can you move a piece by accident if it's stuck to the game? That's impossible. You cheated.
Okay,
you cheated.
No, let's not use that word.
Hey,
come on. Okay, now where did you move from?
I was right here.
No, you weren't. You were back there. Nuh-uh.
Well, okay.
Walter moves Danny's piece back.
Okay, careful.
God.
Okay, it's fixed.
Such
okay.
A baby.
Hey, slow down.
Yes,
slow down.
Yes, you are a baby.
I'm not a baby.
You're a baby.
Everybody is a baby.
Hold on a
second.
You're a baby.
I'm not a baby.
No, jeez, it won't stop. Please. Okay, let's play the game.
Fine.
Walter hits go, setting the space travel indicator spinning.
Won't stop spinning.
What's wrong with it?
You broke it.
Oh, look, there's the card, see? It fixed itself.
Caught cheating, automatic ejection. Does it mean me?
Well, you did move the piece.
He's the one who cheated.
Walter suddenly sucked through a hole in the roof. He just about manages to cling onto the roof by his fingertips.
Hang on, Walter! I'll save you!
Help!
Wait a minute! I got an idea!
Danny picks up a lamp with a long power cable.
I'm gonna swing this lamp a
up to you, and you grab it, and I'll pull you down!
I can't hang on any longer!
He throws the lamp, but it crashes to the floor.
Don't worry! I'll get another lamp!
Stand back!
Having strapped on his rocket pack, the astronaut blasts off, rising up through the house and out through the hole in the roof. Danny can only wait anxiously as he flies off in search of Walter. He stares up at the stars through the hole.
Walter! Walter.
Giving up hope, Danny hangs his head. Suddenly, the astronaut descends through the hole in the roof and falls to the floor, clutching Walter in his arms. Danny runs downstairs to find them both out of breath.
You okay? You okay?
Walter gets to his feet.
Get away from me.
Danny picks up one of Walter's shoes.
Sorry.
Don't talk to me until we get home.
The astronaut turns to Danny.
That look cool from down here? Because up there, it was pretty intense. My heart's pumping. Pretty good. That was fun.
Can you just play so I can get the heck out of here and get away from you?
I told him I was sorry.
Whatever.
Okay, you know what we need to do? We need to get our heads right. Okay, pull it together. As a team. The three of us. You're up, big man. Bring us home. I got you, buddy. I promise.
Danny gives the key a couple of turns, then hits the red go button. The indicator stops at 8, and Danny's red rocket piece moves automatically across the board, stopping one space ahead of Walter's. A card pops up, and Danny picks it up.
What's it say?
He can't read.
Danny hands the card to Walter.
Lose map of galaxy. Go back 2 spaces.
Upstairs in the bathroom, the shower comes back to life, and Lisa rises to her feet, her expression a mixture of annoyance and puzzlement. She turns up the thermostat.
Freezing my ass off. 48 degrees? Savages.
Down in the basement, the furnace flames rise up. Lisa puts some music on and jumps in the shower. Downstairs, Walter spins the indicator.
Yes, 9. Good roll. Good roll. 9's a great roll. I meant great.
A card pops out.
Oh.
Walter picks it up.
Shooting star. Make a wish as it passes. That's gotta be the best card in the whole game. I'm almost to the end. Look, a few more and I win. I hope you win. I don't care who wins. It's because you never win at anything, Danny.
Hey.
What? That's why he cheats all the time, because he can never win.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. And you almost got me killed.
It wasn't my fault.
It's not your fault? How is it not your fault? This is all your fault. Everything's your fault. It's your fault Mom and Dad got divorced.
Hey.
You suck.
Danny.
As Danny runs off, the room becomes filled with a bright white light from outside.
Get my wish now, don't I?
Yeah.
Walking over to a window, they look out to see the immense glare of a dazzlingly bright star moving slowly through space.
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Don't wish what you're thinking.
You don't know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, I can tell it ain't good.
The star gets closer.
Listen, no matter how good an idea seems like when you're angry, it never is. You gotta trust me on this one, Walter.
Walter gazes at the star, watching intently until its glare becomes too much and he's unable to keep his eyes open. The astronaut's standing behind him.
What'd you wish for?
I can't tell you.
Tell me.
No, you know the rules about wishing. If I told you, won't come.
Tell me what you wished for.
Get off me.
The astronaut runs upstairs.
Danny! Danny!
He bursts into the boy's bedroom, but Danny's not there. Walter walks in, holding an American football.
The card worked.
Yeah, it worked. Congratulations. We're stuck in space now forever.
Leave him alone.
Danny's been hiding under the bed.
What did you wish for?
This?
You wished for a football.
Signed by Brett Favre.
Why'd you wish for a football? You could've just wished the game over. You could've wished us out of here.
I was under a lot of pressure. He was yelling at me.
Why were you yelling at him?
The astronaut sits down.
Okay, guys. Here's the thing. I played this game before. Okay? I played it with my own brother 15 years ago.
You're a player?
Yeah. Just like you guys. We were fighting a lot back then. And when the game started, it got even worse. Every time we spun, we got madder and madder at one another. And then I landed on the star space. The same one that Walter just landed on. Well, I was so mad at him that when the star passed, I made my wish.
What'd you wish for?
I wish that my brother had never been born.
Oh my God.
As soon as I did it, I felt horrible. I thought, you know, if I could spin again, maybe I could land on another star space and wish him back, but the game wouldn't let me. It wasn't my turn. Walter, there are some games you can't play alone.
So what do we do now?
We go back downstairs and we finish this thing once and for all. No more cheating, no more arguing. All you guys have to do is spin a few more times. I'll help you fight off whatever comes out. Deal?
Deal.
Deal.
Is it getting hot in here? You blew out the pilot light on the furnace, right?
They feel an impact downstairs.
Stay put.
Going down to investigate, the astronaut looks into the living room to find most of the front wall and a huge chunk of floor missing. Broken pieces of debris are drifting away from the house. The brothers come downstairs to see for themselves.
Zorgons.
Terrible was in there.
This is bad. This is very bad.
Why? We didn't get eaten.
Where did you leave the game?
In the living room. Great. The game's our only way home, and now the Zorgons are burning it.
There is one thing we can do. Waiting for an invitation? Come on!
The astronaut's breaking the kitchen furniture into firewood and stuffing it into the brick oven.
Put your back into it!
Danny breaks the room in two.
Why are we doing this?
In the bathroom, Lisa's blow-drying her hair, oblivious to everything that's going on in the rest of the house. Noticing a funny smell, she sniffs the dryer and her hair, then steps out of the bathroom to investigate. There's smoke in the air.
Walter?
She rushes downstairs. In the kitchen, the brick oven is well and truly ablaze. Lisa walks in to find her brothers feeding the flames. They rush over to hug
her.
You're okay, Lisa, you're
okay! Get off me!
Get off me! Try to find the fire extinguisher!
No! Lisa, wait!
No!
No, Lisa,
no!
Stop! Lisa, don't!
Lisa, no!
Lisa, stop!
Grabbing the fire extinguisher from under the sink, Lisa sprays it and puts out the flames.
Lisa, no!
No,
Lisa,
no! No, Lisa! Great. Now we'll never get the game back.
Okay. Don't worry. They're back.
Who the hell are you?
The astronaut. From the game we're in. Danny spun me.
They rush to the living room to find the Zorgon warship coming about next to the house.
What is that? What is that? What's going on? Where are we? Somebody please talk to me right now!
All right, they're arming the harpoons. They're gonna board us.
What's gonna board us?
You guys look alive, okay?
What's gonna board us?
The Zorgons!
What's a Zorgon?
They're lizard men. They eat meat. We're meat!
The Zorgon ship fires a large harpoon at the house.
Come on, you guys, let's hike upstairs!
Hey, listen, Nate, Doc, I'm gonna sneak on the ship and steal the game. You got it?
Hang on.
What?
Should we stay downstairs?
Opening the basement door, Lisa's confronted by the robot and wild tendrils of electricity coming off it. Recoiling in terror, she locks the door and runs back upstairs.
Whoa, hey. Just stay with us and everything will be okay.
Lisa looks at him, wide-eyed.
I'll never leave you.
The Zorgon ship's retracting its harpoon, pulling itself towards the house. Suddenly, two more harpoons penetrate the house, barely missing the humans and destroying part of the upstairs landing. As the Zorgon ship makes contact with the house, lining up one of its starboard portholes with a hole in the basement wall, from nowhere, a second warship appears above the house. Descending slowly, the second ship attaches itself to the building, bringing together a porthole on its undercarriage and the hole in the roof. Lisa, the astronaut, and the boys are huddled in the utility room.
Okay. It's gotten pretty serious out there. I need you guys to hide in here. I'll keep in touch with these.
They're not gonna work. Danny broke them. He pulled off the antenna. They're completely destroyed.
The walkie-talkies.
Testing. Works. Keep the volume low. Only use that if you need me.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm gonna go find the game.
Getting to his feet, the astronaut opens the door a fraction, checks that the coast is clear, then leaves the room.
He has gorgeous eyes.
Walter looks at her.
What? He obviously feels very protective over me. I just feel so safe around him.
Zorgons. Oh my god. Lisa's crawling with them. They're all over the basement. Wait. I think in the corner I see the game. Yeah, the box is right there. Hang on. I'm gonna get closer.
Did he get the game? Are you there? Hello? What's happening? Hello?
Is he dead?
Hearing a noise, they look at the light coming from underneath the door. A shadow moves across the light. The door handle begins to turn, slowly. Lisa and her brothers fear the worst. The astronaut slips back into the room. He looks frustrated.
The game was right there. It was right across from the furnace. I couldn't get it. There's too many of them down there. They're all over the basement.
Are there any upstairs?
Not yet. But as soon as they're done down there.
It's okay. You tried your hardest. We believe in you.
Will you please?
Okay.
The dumbwaiter.
What?
The dumbwaiter is across from the furnace. It's a little elevator. You could sneak right in it. We'll lower you down. You could grab the game. And we'll pull you right back up. So easy. Right, Walter?
Yeah, but he's too big.
Yeah.
It was a good plan, though.
It was a great plan.
Yeah, it was.
It was. Too bad he wouldn't fit. I wouldn't even fit.
Danny notices that everyone's looking at him.
I sure wish we knew someone that was small enough.
Do we really need the game?
A moment later, Danny's sitting in the dumbwaiter, with his knees hunched up in front of him. Walter goes over to him.
How you doing in there? Okay. Listen to me. It's gonna be real easy, okay? I'm just gonna lower you down there, grab the game, and we'll pull you up.
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna happen to you, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm your brother, and that's what being your brother means. It means I'll never let anything happen to you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. This is just gonna take a few seconds, okay?
Hey, Walter.
Yeah?
I'm sorry I cheated.
I know.
The astronaut peers in.
You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Handing him a walkie-talkie, the astronaut begins pulling on a rope, lowering Danny towards the basement. At the top of the shaft, rickety old wheels struggling to revolve take the strain. Danny's expression is grave as he descends through the floors. Keeping watch, Lisa has her eyes glued to the top of the stairs. Something's making its way up. Lisa glimpses part of a reptilian head. The astronaut quickly backs against a wall, leaving Danny stranded between floors. The Zorgon stopped halfway up the stairs.
He's right there.
Guys, where did you stop?
The astronaut turns off his walkie-talkie. Flashing a long forked tongue, the Zorgon moves back down out of sight. The wheels at the top of the shaft give way, causing the dumbwaiter to plummet. The astronaut grabs the rope and just about manages to stop it.
Help me, come on.
Walter grabs the rope. Lisa hasn't taken her eyes off the stairs. She starts to tremble as the Zorgon reappears. Walter and Lisa hide, leaving the astronaut holding onto the rope. The alien creature advances. Danny's waiting to be lowered the last few feet to the bottom of the dumbwaiter shaft when he spots the game lying on the basement floor. Looking through the open Zorgon porthole, he sees various flammable materials being thrown onto a conveyor belt. He squeezes out of the dumbwaiter, dropping to the floor. But as he picks up the game, he realizes it's only the lid of the box.
No.
The Zorgon reaches the top of the stairs. Walking on two legs and clutching a sword in its hand, the creature's hulking great body, huge hunched shoulders and dinosaur-like head make for one gruesome individual. Muscles ripple throughout its scaly green torso, which is reinforced by strategically placed metal plates. Stalking menacingly along the landing, the Zorgon discovers the rope coming from the dumbwaiter shaft. Following its line with a beady eye, it finds the other end tied around a banister. The astronaut peers at the Zorgon through a keyhole. Something aboard the Zorgon ship catches Danny's eye. Lying on top of a pile of broken furniture and other objects from the house is the game.
Wait. I see the game. It's on the Zorgon ship.
He makes a decision.
But I think I can get it.
group of Zorgons has gathered nearby. Ignoring the astronauts' warnings, Danny inches towards the ship. With his sights firmly set on the game, he almost doesn't notice the gap between the basement floor and the porthole. He makes the leap. Looking around, he finds himself in a long room with a furnace at one end, the pile of flammable objects at the other, and the conveyor belt linking the two. As he reaches for the game, a Zorgon suddenly emerges from behind the pile and throws another object onto the conveyor belt. Danny quickly ducks out of sight and hopes for the best. He's lucky that the Zorgon doesn't notice him. But as he reaches for the game a second time, it slips onto the conveyor.
Danny, listen to me. Zorgons are up here. Just stay put. The pulley broke. We're figured out. We got the rope. So just stay put.
Hearing the astronaut's voice on the walkie-talkie, the Zorgon walks around to where Danny's hiding.
Can you hear me? Listen. We're not pulling you up right now. Stay put.
But Danny's gone. The Zorgon crushes the abandoned walkie-talkie. Moving steadily along the conveyor, the game's halfway to being incinerated. Running underneath the conveyor belt, Danny climbs onto a gantry and spies the game. But just as he's about to make a grab for it, he steps into what looks like a fluorescent green cow pat. A few goats are standing with their backs to him. Four eyes pop out of one of their heads.
It's not a goat! 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 It's not a goat!
Danny climbs out of the pen, leaving the other side of the enclosure open. The animals waste no time in escaping. Danny looks towards the furnace, where the Zorgons now are shoveling the flammable objects into the flames as they drop off the end of the conveyor belt. The game drops onto the floor, and the creature picks it up with his shovel. Danny can only watch as it lifts it towards the furnace. But just as it's about to drop the game into the flames, the Zorgon spots the four-eyed goats escaping through the porthole and drops everything to go and retrieve them. Grasping his opportunity, Danny grabs the game and makes a run for it. Scurrying underneath the conveyor belt, he makes his way back towards the porthole. Making sure the coast is clear, he steps up to the edge of the opening and jumps back into the basement. The Zorgons gathered in the basement seem to be squabbling and are too immersed in their argument to notice Danny as he edges back towards the dumbwaiter shaft. Reaching the shaft, he raises the game over his head and just about manages to lift it into the dumbwaiter. As he climbs in after it, the fluorescent goat dung on the bottom of his shoe glows luminously in the darkness.
Guys, hold me up. They got goats with four eyes.
Suddenly, the Zorgon on the upstairs landing slashes the rope with its sword, sending the dumbwaiter crashing to the bottom of the shaft. Meanwhile, the Zorgon in the furnace room has noticed a trail of fluorescent green footprints, leading all the way to the dumbwaiter shaft. Swishing a long, scaly tail as it roars, the creature alerts the other Zorgons, which then run towards Danny, flashing their razor-sharp teeth. Grabbing the game and making a run for the basement door, Danny dives between two shelves and grabs the door handle, only to find it locked. Walter opens the door and pulls Danny through.
Walter!
I told you I wouldn't let anything happen to you. Come on.
Two more Zorgons block the top of the stairs. Hearing a commotion coming from below, Walter, Danny, and the Zorgons watch the closed basement door with puzzled anticipation. Suddenly, the robot disintegrates the door.
Emergency.
It begins climbing the stairs.
Alien life form must destroy.
He still wants to kill me.
Reaching out its mechanical pincer, the robot grasps Walter around the throat.
Use the card. Wait. Reprogram!
Seeing the reprogram card, the small gadget inside the robot's chest gets to work. Tendrils of electricity flash between the robot's antenna, then disappear. Powering up once more, the robot releases its grip on Walter's throat.
Alien life form must destroy.
The Zorgons don't hang about. As the robot fires up its boosters and flies after them, they quickly retreat to their ship. Running up the stairs, Walter and Danny watch as the robot ignites its speed rockets and shoots up through the ceiling, demolishing a good portion of the roof in the process. Making hasty retreats, one Zorgon ship crashes into another.
Alien life form must destroy.
One of the ships blows up into a fiery explosion.
Guess that's what the reprogram card's for.
I like that card. It's a good card. Where's Lisa?
The piano falls down the stairs, crushing a lone Zorgon that was just about to bite them.
Lisa is upstairs.
What fell? Oh. A little excessive, but I like it. Come on.
The astronaut leads them into the living room, where they sit down on the floor, gathering around the game.
Okay, spin it, buddy.
Danny turns the key and hits go, rolling a 9. He looks nervously at Walter as his piece begins to move.
Almost there.
A card pops out.
I got it. Flunk Space Academy. Go back one space.
He's now 2 behind Walter.
I'm not even gonna comment on that.
Walter smiles.
My trick.
Turning the game around, Walter gives the key 3 turns and presses go, setting the space travel indicator spinning. He rolls a 3, and his blue rocket piece moves forward 3 spaces. He picks up the card.
Hit time warp, go back 3 spaces, repeat last turn.
His piece moves back, and another card pops out. Shooting star, make a wish as it passes. A bright light fills the room. Everyone looks out the window to see a brilliant white globe moving steadily towards the house. Getting to his feet, Walter glances over his shoulder at the astronaut.
Thanks for helping us out.
Stepping up to the window, Walter gazes at the star, then closes his eyes. Everyone squints as the star's glare grows in intensity until the house and everything in it is completely engulfed in white light. As the star passes by, Walter and the others are amazed to see an exact duplicate of Danny standing in front of the window.
You wished for 2 of me?
No, I wish the astronaut guy had his brother back.
Walking over to the new Danny, the astronaut kneels down in front of him and gives him a hug.
Danny.
Who are you?
It's me. It's Walter. I'm your brother.
What? What? No, you're not. He is.
Yes. I'm older, but I'm him. I came back for you.
What's going on here?
Looking around, the new Danny's shocked to see another version of himself staring at him from the floor. Getting to his feet, the original Danny walks over and stands in front of him. They look each other up and down, silently mimicking one another's movements as if looking in a mirror. They both lift up a hand, and as their fingers touch, a bright light forms between their palms and engulfs new Danny, who dissolves into millions of tiny shimmering stars, which flow into original Danny through his hand. He turns to Walter.
That was awesome.
Walter looks stunned. Getting up off his knees, the astronaut walks over to him.
Thank you.
I didn't...
You did a good job. You did better than I did.
Thanks.
I'll make sure he gets home safe, okay?
Smiling at him, the astronaut places his hand on Walter's shoulder. Becoming bathed in bright light, the astronaut begins to age backwards until he looks exactly like Walter. Then, dissolving into tiny stars, he enters Walter's body through his shoulder. Amazed, Walter turns to Lisa.
He was me.
Yeah. Oh my God! And I wanted to...
The front door explodes. Outside, the house is completely surrounded by a vast Zorgon armada. As another missile targets the building's foundations, Lisa, Walter and Danny quickly sit down around the game.
10, you need 10 to win. Need 10.
Danny turns the key and hits go. As a Zorgon missile takes out the bathroom, dropping the bath into the living room, the indicator stops on one.
God, I suck.
The Zorgons continue to bombard the house. Walter's piece moves forward, and a card emerges from the slot.
Would you like to swing on a star and move ahead 9 spaces? Danny, you won.
I won? You won?
You won, Danny! Beat the game!
An explosion rips through the kitchen as the Zorgon assault grows in intensity. Swarming around the house like flies, they proceed to demolish the building, a room at a time. On the Zathura board, a small black orb with a gold Z on it begins to spin around and rise into the air, emitting a hail of sparks. As Lisa and the boys watch, the orb opens itself up, revealing a black center. Then suddenly, it stops. With the orb now back in place on the board, another card pops out.
Game over. Thank you for playing.
That's it?
Now what?
They look around the room, listening for signs of the Zorgon attack. Getting to his feet, Walter walks across the room, then turns to face the others.
I think we're home.
A huge harpoon rips off one of the walls. As Lisa pushes Walter to safety, she's swept off her feet. A black hole, surrounded by a swirling ring of fiery orange light, begins sucking everything in the house towards it. A wall breaks away, revealing a Zorgon spaceship attempting to blast away from the black hole. But another vessel crashes into it, and both are swept up. Clutching the game at the center of the living room, Walter and Danny hold on for dear life as the house breaks up all around them. A Zorgon ship being sucked in smashes into the building, taking out the entire top floor. What's left of the building drifts steadily towards the black hole. Eventually, Walter can hold on no longer. He's swept away. Calling for his brother, Danny closes his eyes. When he opens them again, the living room's totally intact. Everything's back to normal, All of the furniture's in the right place, and the sun shining through the window. On the board, Walter and Danny's rockets are back at the start. Lying on his front, Danny looks around the room.
Walter, don't push that button.
Danny's fingers hovering over the go button. He moves it away. Walter checks the rest of the house, then opens the front door to find them back in their own street. The sight brings a smile to his face. The hamster.
Richard's back!
I did it! You won the game!
I won the game!
We're home!
I beat Sephora!
We're home!
We're home!
I distinctly remember asking you guys not to kill each other.
Dad! It was so awesome! So there was this scary game, and there was this outer space, and everything got wrecked! And we almost had to stay there forever!
And I saw myself older!
Sounds like a lot of fun. Listen, it's almost 3 o'clock and Mom's gonna be here any minute, so grab all the games or books, whatever you want to take over to her house. Come on, get ready to go.
Later, on the front lawn.
Good, throw right to the chest. Catch us one.
Ah, caught it.
Nice.
Danny throws the football.
All right, ready, here we go. Brett Favre takes the snap. He's looking. It's a great pass. Touchdown! Touchdown! Second Mom.
Hey, Mom!
They grab their bags.
What happened to the football signed by Brett Favre?
It's gone.
What happened to it?
It never happened.
Oh, right.
Lisa appears.
We never speak of this, okay?
Never happened.
Never happened.
Still think I have gorgeous eyes?
Walter! What?
Walter spins Danny around, helps him up when he falls, then races him to the car. When I was a little boy, a bike drops out of the sky.
Grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name. I say now, who do you think you're fooling? I'm a consummated man. Snatch a little pure.